The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
South Carolina can now enforce its ban on most abortions after around 6 weeks. That's typically when a heartbeat is detected. It had been blocked in courts for over a year now, but with last Friday's Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson says there's no reason to block the law now. Now, this comes after the U.S. District Court of South Carolina temporarily stopped the injunction that was blocking the actual implementation of the law. There are exceptions allowing abortions in cases of rape or incest, as long as the fetus is fewer than 20 weeks along, and in cases in which an abortion is necessary to save the life of the mother.
That was Cameron Bopp of Live 5 News announcing that a federal judge has lifted a block on South Carolina's fetal heartbeat bill after last week's Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Of course, states all around the country now are trying to decide what's next as we sort of digest the fact that Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land. On our guest line this morning, Representative Patrick Haddon. He represents District 19 and also is part of the newly formed South Carolina Freedom Caucus. Always a pleasure. Good to have you, Representative Haddon.
Good morning, Joey. Thank you for having me. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing wonderful. Hope you are. What a past few days we've had, huh?
It has been remarkable. I know there's a lot of people that have been in this fight for many decades more than I have. But, I didn't think that we would see the Supreme Court do this in our lifetime. I really didn't see that happening.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful. This was a remarkable week that SCOTUS, they put out great gun rulings. They did a religious ruling. And the Roe v. Wade ruling. So, those are the three great rulings. However, we're just getting into the fight, and
yeah.
Now we got to get to work.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I've been saying for the last couple of days, and I've had a number of different people guest on. It's time for us to step up as faith communities, as Christians. It's time for us to step up and really do our part now in supporting these young mothers, supporting these babies. But there's still a lot of questions left. And you guys, as part of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus and other conservatives in the state legislature, you've got to decide the next step. Of course, we just mentioned that the fetal heartbeat bill that you guys passed this past session will now go into effect. But what's the next step? What are you guys talking about to take this even further?
Well, the speaker put in place an ad hoc committee of some really good conservatives, some even pro-life Democrats, or at least one on there that I know of. So that we don't really feel like that's perfectly necessary. We know where we need to go. As far as I'm concerned, we need to do just an outright ban on it. And we need to see, we want to see where the other members are, but this comes down to you ran as a pro-life candidate and you used to be protected by the Supreme Court. Now you don't have that protection. So if you ran on pro-life issues, let's see really where you stand. So this is going to draw the line on some issues with us. We want to have that discussion. We want to have that fight. And we know it's going to be a fight. Look, only 7% of all abortions come down to those exceptions. So that means 93% of all abortions are elected.
Yeah.
And the emails, the calls that we're getting clearly show that the people that want, in these emails that I'm getting, do not believe at all that these children are humans. They just,
yeah,
they don't believe that. So we have to understand where they're coming from. They do not understand that. And And so we've got to remember that when we go into this fight. You know, they're saying that it's going to cause great havoc on our country. We're going to have dysfunctional families. It's going to ruin our economy. We're going to have, you know, these children are going to go into poverty.
Well, and that's why I say, that's why I say that we have to step up now and make sure that these young, that these babies have homes. I mean, there are a lot of families out there who would love to adopt. I've had a number of text messages this morning already saying, hey, the state's got to make it easier, the process easier, so that we can adopt these children. We got to have the financial resources there and support the faith-based groups that support adoption and foster care.
Well, the one thing that people forget, and I know the other side wants to throw this at us every chance they get, is they say, well, you're pro-life, but you're not pro-life after birth.
Yeah.
And that's an utter lie, because you look at all the Christian associations, you look at the crisis pregnancy centers, you look at individual Christians. What do they all do? They all contribute to those organizations. So they've been contributing and taking care of those families for years. The one step that they're missing, these young ladies, is they have to reach out. They have to reach out to these crisis pregnancy centers. I was talking to a good friend, John McCravey, yesterday, who's the chairman of our family caucus, who is doing an amazing job.
Yes, he is.
And I talked to him yesterday, and he was telling me about the crisis pregnancy center in Greenwood County, where I was born and raised. They have 22 different levels of assistance for those young ladies and those families to come into their system. So it's there. Yeah. It's always been there. We have to just promote it. And as Christians and churches, we have to be consistent, like you say. And I believe that there are going to be a lot more people stepping up after this now.
Yeah. And you're right. There's so many wonderful organizations out there. I had Alexia Newman on yesterday from Spartanburg, the Carolina Pregnancy Center. And, you know, they do wonderful work. They show these young women ultrasounds so that they can see that there's a living, breathing baby, you know, inside them, and try to make that real for them. And she said, you know, hey, we're ready. We're ready to step things up here to assist these young families. Let's talk for a minute on our guest line this morning, Representative Patrick Haddon. He represents District 19 in Greenville and is also part of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. So what is the next step? And I know that Representative John McCravey, he's a good friend of the show as well. I know he is chairman of a committee in the House to try to come up with some of those options. But, I mean, is this something that you guys are planning for next session, or is there a possibility there could be a special session to consider additional legislation?
Yes, in our sign and die, the way I understand it, once the Dobbs case was decided, we had a chance after July 1 to be able to be called back by the Speaker into a special session to take this up. Now, the Speaker has set up that committee, that ad hoc committee, of which John is the chairman, and they want to work through some legislation or some language, or, you know, we've got to see what that committee does. But they also, at the last day of regular session, they put in a bill that would be the model, or that would be the catalyst for it. Yeah. And they would just have to fill in language into that bill. So that, you know, some people want that ad hoc committee to go through, run the process. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll get called back to see what that ad hoc committee puts together, what report they put together. If they do it and they don't drag their feet, I'm okay with that. But I definitely want to go back before January and get this thing settled, because we'll have one item on our docket on the calendar, and it'll be this particular pro-life legislation, and it's going to be a fight. And we're looking at, you know, long days, and hey, listen, it's worth it. You know,
sure.
Those are children. And you never know what one child will do. That one child, if it's saved, would change this country. Who knows? So I'm willing to do what it takes to do it. I know my other members are willing to do what it takes to those long hours and to get in this fight, but it's so worth it.
Yep. Representative Patrick Haddon on our guest line this morning. And you know, you're right. There is merit to the fact that for you guys to go back, with one topic, and that's this topic. You kind of focus on it because in the normal legislative session, you've got hundreds of things being thrown at you at the same time. So I hope you end up back in Columbia too, so that you can focus on this and get this finalized.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. What's more important than life?
Exactly. Representative Patrick Hadrick, we appreciate what you do, Representative Haddon, and we appreciate the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. I know this is a relatively new caucus within the state legislature. We look forward to continuing our conversation with you.
Well, I appreciate it, Joe. Anything we can do, just give us a call.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.